What he did on the farewell performance, he went through his whole career. It only takes half an hour period. You know, he sang two songs from each period. Every period. And it was really masterful. Then he said, sang the song, I Did It My Way. And everyone thought, people were crying so much that you could hardly hear him. And when he was finished with that, everyone thought, now this is it, he's going to walk off. But then he was clever enough to put two other little songs at the end of that, and then he walked off and never came back. And I thought they were going to tear the house down.
I think we ought to ask him to do that for television.
It's a tremendously... The Secret Service guys were crying so much that it was... You wondered about your protection.
Well, anybody our age...
Yeah.
And older.
Yes.
If you go back to the history of cemetery, you really turn them on.
And it was a really, and he did it, he has this personality. This was an all-star evening, and Bob Hope had been on, Cary Grant, Jimmy Stewart, Barbara Streisand just preceded him. And you wondered, what in God's name can he do, the poor guy, to exceed them or even to match Barbara Streisand? And he stepped out all alone on that stage, and he took it over. And it was the most moving single performance I've ever seen. If he still got his voice, because as you say, and these songs didn't mean anything in my life, because I wasn't here for part of
it. Well, you weren't watching it like this. Oh,
but even I was moved.
Yeah.
And
you were here.
Well, 41.
You weren't watching it.
But it wasn't.
Nevertheless.
I was a refugee, you know.
I wasn't in it.
Well, Henry, good luck. Right. Got your share today. I'll keep in touch with McCarthy. I don't know what this crazy bastard is going to tell the press. You may say I heard it out through my cover. You handle it well. Got our poll.
And, very interesting. Approval is 58-31. Our last one was 57-33 in May. That was the last time we did one.
So our approval is down from actually.
No, up.
Yeah, but down from, let's see, the Moscow thing shoved it up, all other polls.
Yeah, we had, but Gallup, the last Gallup, which was just a few days before,
was 56.
No, it was 56, the end of the latter part of June.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's about a little ballpark.
So we're a little higher than Gallup. Approve or disapprove of the way the president handled Vietnam is 55-35, which is higher than it's been for a long time. The election will be held today by Charlie Nixon McGovern, 54-27, with 19 undecided. Now, Gallup's last one is 56-37, with 7 undecided in a two-way.
This is better than ours.
Ours is better than Gallup's.
Yeah.
Because there's more undecided.
Yeah, but the undecided is basically our... what's the show of the three-way?
Yeah, the three-way is 42-25-21. Still 12 on the side.
42-25. That's 17. Our poll shows us better off than Gallup does.
We lose 12 and he loses 12. Then we both lose 12 with Walls.
Walls hurts each view?
Hurts us each 12 points. No, I'm wrong. I'm hurts us 12 points. It only hurts him 2 points.
Yeah. True.
Yeah. That's not used to 30
signs.
Like Gallup had.
That's the poll shows
Then we ask the Nixon Agnew versus McGovern Eagleton.
Yeah.
And that's 54-29.
Not much
difference. There's no difference.
Not much drag. 2 point drag.
We ask the straight Gallup question, do you favor the death penalty? So we can get a trend. And it's 50-40. 50 favor, 40 opposed.
Right.
That's the same as Gallup got in March. He got 50-41.
Yeah.
Back in 1953, he got 68-25. But in recent years, it's been 50-40 consistently.
Right.
69 was 50-40, 71 was 50-49.
You got it on the other hand.
And we said, are you in favor of death penalty for persons convicted of murder of a police officer? 60% yes. For kidnapping, 39. Hijacking an airplane, 38. So it goes down. Then we poked around with this some other ways. We said, Supreme Court's recently ruled capital punishment now is administered in the U.S. as unconstitutional. Do you agree or disagree with the Supreme Court? Agree 32, disagree 56. Do you think the Supreme Court decision to outlaw death penalty will or will not result in more serious crimes in the U.S.? 57 will, 29 will not. And we asked the amnesty question. Some people have said that we should grant amnesty, that is, we should forgive any violations of the law to those who left the country or took other illegal action to avoid serving in armed forces services during the Vietnam War. Do you agree or disagree with the granting of amnesty to these people? 23 agree, 65 disagree. It's 3-1. And we got an open-ended on the first thing that comes to your mind when you think George Montgomery, and the answers are not. But then we said, do you agree or disagree with the following proposals made by Senator George Montgomery? We should withdraw all our troops from Indochina immediately and take on faith that the North Vietnamese will release our POWs. 30 agree, 62 disagree. Government should give $1,000 a year to every man, woman, and child in the U.S. and pay for this by increasing taxes for everyone earning more than $12,000 a year. Agree, 16, disagree, 76.
That's a hard one to hit on.
Marijuana should be legalized and controlled along the same lines as alcohol. That we give it to them easy, we just didn't say legalize marijuana, we say control along the same lines as alcohol. Agree 25, disagree 70. But there should be no legal restrictions on abortion in the U.S. And we added Buchanan insisted because it's the way McGovern's playing. It should be a matter solely between the woman and her doctor. Agree 60, 33 disagree. Yeah. And our other poll shows that we're wrong on abortion. We agree with him on abortion.
This makes us right.
No, it makes us wrong. There should be no legal restriction on abortion.
Thank you.
that's kind of what I just said, you know. You know, okay, this is fine.
Rosa, for your information, Thomas, and your thank you.